Good morning and God's peace be upon your heart.
各位早上好，神的平安临到你们。
And your mind.
还有你的思维。
So that God will take you to the next level this morning.
神呢，在今天早上带你们去到更高的阶层。
Father, we praise you, we honor you.
天父，我们赞美你，我们尊荣你。
For keeping your people strong.
因为使你的子民刚强。
In the spirit.
在灵里面。
In their mind.
在他们思想。
In their emotions.
在他们的情绪。
That every pressure that has come upon them be diffused in Jesus' name.
一切临到他们压力的时候要完全的消除。
Their families will prosper.
他们的家庭要亨通
Our businesses will prosper.
他们的生意也要亨通
Our jobs will not be overtaken.
我们的工作呢，我们不会呢。
We just thank you that we can serve you.
我们感谢你，我们能够侍
奉你。Without fear of the future.
没有害怕未来。
Without fear of lack.
没有害怕缺乏。
You will provide all things necessary.
你会供应一切的需要。
And needed.
一切我们所需要的。
You will come from your hands.
从你的手中而来。
You are a good father.
你是好的天父。
And you know our needs before it begins.
当我们还没有问祈求的时候，你知道我们的需要。
And we pray put the faith of God in our hearts.
把神的信心放在我们里面。
That with faith and patience we inherit the promise of God.
借着信心跟热忱，我们得到神的基业。
Thereby becoming winners and champions.
能够成为冠军和得胜者。
We can dream again.
我们可以再一次有梦想。
We can live again.
再一次活着。
We have seen all that you have done.
看见一切你所做的天父。
Now we rejoice.
现在我们很喜乐。
That we can serve you till the end.
我们可以呢侍奉你到永远。
Let your spirit be upon us and your word be upon our hearts.
让你的话语还能临临到我们。
That the same word that we have in our hearts will be in our mouth, in the mouth of our children.
同样的，你给我们的话语呢，也会放在我们孩子的口中。
And everyone who loves you,
一切爱你的人
，Thank you, Father.
感谢天父。
In Jesus' name,
奉耶稣的圣名。
Amen.
Amen.
When the day of Pentecost had fully come, they were all together in one place.
当五旬节的日子来到的时候呢，门徒都聚集在一起。
I believe that we all must gather in one place.
我相信我们必须聚集在一起。
The time is getting nearer and nearer.
因为日子这样很快靠近我们了。
For the Holy Spirit to be poured out.
圣灵要倾倒了。
The final days of time.
就是最后的日子。
The final days.
末后的日子。
The final outpouring.
末后的倾倒。
Will be upon all flesh.
在一切有血气人身上。
Churches are experiencing Zion in a very powerful way.
教会呢很大有能力的。
The supernatural is manifesting in churches all across the world.
在世界各地都有神超自然的彰显。
Even last night we read one from America.
上个礼拜呢我们读到一个从美国的。
Part of our network church.
我们的其中一个网络教会在阿特兰大。
In the United States,
在美国
they are touching God.
他们在那里触摸到神
Angels are beginning to be around.
在那里看到天使
signifying the ground is holy.
告诉他们那个地方呢是圣洁的地
方 People are seeing visions. Children are hearing songs.
小孩子听到了看到异象听到歌曲
And they are responding to the presence of God.
他们呢对神的同在
Many having dreams.
很多有这个异梦。
Many having visions,
很多看到异象
that God put in their hearts.
神放在他们心中的
To this, we are grateful.
所以这个我们很感恩
that we lay the foundation for a good church to rise.
我们立下这根基，使得好的教会能够兴起来
So this morning,
所以今天早上
when we are gathered in one place,
当我们聚在一起的时候
suddenly they came from heaven a noise.
忽然间呢，从天上有响声下来。
When people gather together,
当人们聚在一起的时候
，Where two or three are gathered in my name,
当两个、三个奉主的名聚在一起
，My presence will be there.
神的同在就在那里。
The Bible said truth will be there.
神说呢，真理会在那里。
In the mouth of two or three witnesses,
当两个、三个人做见证
，The truth is established.
一个真理就被建立了。
Where two or three are gathered,
当两个、三个聚在一起
，His presence is established.
神的同在也被建立。
Where two or three are there,
当两个、三个在一起
，Unity is a foregone conclusion.
团结呢就在一起了。
When two or three are there,
当两三个在一起
，We can.Be a threefold cord that cannot be broken.
我们可以成为三股的神，不容易被破裂。
God can show us how to live honorably before one another.
神呢，让我们看见我们可以彼此的活出一个尊荣的生命。
So we must gather together.
所以我们必须聚集在一起。
At one place.
在一个地方。
As for one purpose.
为了同样的目的。
As one people.
如同一人。
With one mind.
同一的思想。
That's what we must do.
这是我们要做的。
Establish clear directions where we're going.
建立了很清楚的方向，我们要朝向的。
Heaven is invading the earth.
天堂要进入地上。
I said heaven is invading the earth.
我说天堂要进入地上。
All that is natural will be taken out.
一切属自然的呢，就变成超自然的。
God is going to show us how to bring church into Zion.
启示怎样带领教会去到西安。
So that we can explore the possibilities.
让我们可以探讨不可能的,
ignite our passion again once more for the God.
再一次的对神,
pursue the purposes of God, not the things of this world.
追赶了神的旨意,
so that we can desire for His presence.
所以我们可以渴慕神的同在,
uphold the principles of God's word.
抓紧神的话语的原则,
because if you believe in the word will stay in you.
如果相信神的话语, 神的话语呢, 会在我们里面,
the Bible says Jesus could not do any miracles because of unbelief.
耶稣也不能够行任何神迹,
we don't want the God who wants to manifest.
我们不要神要彰显的神呢,
find no way of expression.
不能够彰显他自己,
but we will praise Him.
但是我们要来赞美他,
we will worship Him.
我们要敬拜他,
because He is our God.
因为他是我们的神,
and as we worship Him, there will be rain.
当我们敬拜他的时候, 将会有雨下来,
I say as we worship Him, there will be rain. Heavens will be open.
将会有恩雨, 然后天堂要被打开,
and God is showing us
神要启示给我们,
that the church He raised was not individuals.
他所兴起的教会不是一间的教会,
the church He raised was a group of people who were totally sold out for God's kingdom.
不是兴起一个人, 而是兴起一群人呢, 完全的献上归神给神,
and they were prepared for 40 days and 40 nights after His resurrection.
在耶稣复活之后, 他们准备了40天,
I believe that God is showing us many things by the Spirit. Things that will take us to the future. Things that will activate faith. Things that will release the miraculous.
会启动了, 神迹奇事的发生,
imagine a day in, when the day of Pentecost had fully come.
你想象呢, 当五旬节的日子来到的时候,
all your prayers will be answered. All your needs will be met. All that God put in your heart will become a reality. I pray this will be your portion.
The
Bible said what came from heaven,
从天堂来的,
a noise like a violent rushing wind,
圣经讲到呢, 忽然天上有响声下来,
and it filled the whole house where they were sitting.
好像一阵大风吹过,
and there appeared to them tongues of fire distributing themselves, and they rested on each one of them.
又有舌头如火焰显现出来,
and they were all filled with the Holy Spirit, and began to speak the words with other tongues,
按着圣灵所赐的口才,
as the Holy Spirit was giving them utterance.
按着圣灵所赐的口才,
can you imagine?
你可以想象得到吗?
The 120 of them that were there.
120个人在那个楼房,
the apostles were there.
使徒在那里,
the women were there.
那妇女在那里,
the brothers of, and sisters of Jesus was there.
啊, 耶稣的兄弟姐妹也在那里,
Mary was there.
玛利亚也在那里.
Everyone received the same experience.
每个人领受同样的经历.
They appeared to them tongues of fire distributing themselves, and they rested on each one of them. The 120 flames of fire burning over each person's head.
所以一有舌头如火焰显现出来, 分开落在他们个人头上, 他们每一个人呢, 都有能够得到这样的经历.
When God moves, He wants to equalize.
当神运行的时候, 他要同等的,
so that the young and the old will receive the same dimension.
所以年少的, 年老的, 领受同样的层面.
I will pour out my spirit upon all flesh.
神说呢, 他要倾倒他的圣灵呢,
God is no respecter of man.
神不偏袒任何人,
because anybody is dispensable.
因为每一个人呢, 啊, 都是可以被取代的,
God wants us to know,
神要我们知道,
that when He pours His Spirit in the final outpouring,
他倾倒他最后倾倒圣灵的时候,
it will be all flesh.
在一切属血气的身上的时候,
your sons and daughters will prophesy.
你的儿女呢要说预言,
the young men shall see vision.
你们的少年人要见异象,
old men shall dream dreams.
老年人要做异梦,
we can dream once again.
我们可以再一次的做梦.
When we are really old, we cannot dream anymore.
有时候我们很老了, 我们就不能够再做梦了,
because everything becomes an obstacle.
因为任何东西都看起来我们好像被呢,
but I believe that God is going to give even the old men dreams,
但是现在神要给老年人有这个梦想,
so that they can depart in peace. My eyes have seen the salvation of Israel, and the King of Kings and Lord of Lords, let my soul depart in peace.
所以当他们离开世界的时候, 乃是带到平安离开, 因为他们可以看见的万王之王万主之主.
Jesus said, there are some of you sitting, standing here, who will not see death until you see the Son of Man coming forth in His kingdom.
耶稣说你们在当中不会看到死亡, 直到你看见了神的儿子从天堂再次回来.
There's a greater agenda than death itself.
所以呢,比死亡更大的议程啊,
because God wants us to be free,
因为神要我们得释放,
to serve Him till the end,
来侍奉他, 直到末了.
And God's opening up the heavens. There's an open heaven above us.
这么上头了,
we can feel it, we can sense it. But we must flow with it. Some people know what is happening, but they're not involved.
有些人知道发生什么事情, 但是却不参与,
you must become actively involved.
你必须积极地参与,
so that when it happens, it will equalize the whole church.
当发生的时候, 整个教会人都是同等的,
the Chinese speaking congregation.
啊, 讲华语,
华文教会的, the Tamil speaking congregation.
讲丹米尔文的,
the English speaking congregation.
讲英文教会的,
must not be divided because of language.
不可以因为语言而被分开,
and this is very dangerous. Then the move of God became cultural. When the move of God began in Azusa Street in 1900, it split between black and white. The black brothers went down to
Topeka,
Kansas.
啊, 就去到一个, 啊, 另外一个城市,
then the white brothers stayed at Azusa.
然后白人的, 这些信徒呢,
so the move of God was split into two different directions.
所以神的运行这时候被分裂成两个方向,
but that's not what will happen in a year.
但是在这个时候呢,
in all the Isaac churches, we learn the pattern from heaven.
一些以撒王的教会我们领受了,
so that we can all enter in together.
让我们每一个人都一起的进入,
the ark crossed over.
就是我们可以一起的跨越,
Joshua and his 12 men, they took the stones from the River Jordan and put it out as a symbol of their crossing together.
当这个耶柜呢, 啊, 越过这个耶旦河的时候, 耶稣亚呢, 就把12个石头呢, 放在耶旦河那里,
God, even God is going ahead of us.
神也在他们前面过去,
but we must follow.
但是我们必须跟随,
don't stay far away.
不要远离他,
don't stay far and watch at a distance.
不要远远地在看着,
the Bible says they were watching Elijah and Elisha at a distance, the son of the prophets.
这些呢,先知的孩,儿子呢, 他们远远地看着以利亚跟以利沙,
but we must not stand opposite, stand together.
他们站在对岸, 我们不可以这样做, 我们要站在一起,
because in the kingdom of God, there is no opposition.
因为呢, 在神的家中呢, 神的国度呢, 没有敌对的,
because all of us will be positioned rightly before the throne.
每一个人在神的宝座面前, 都同样的地方,
that's why there is peace in his kingdom.
所以在神的国度里面有平安,
justice in his kingdom.
在神的国度里面有公正,
and blessings forevermore.
还有永远的祝福,
I want to share with you this morning,
今天早上要跟你们分享呢,
about all the approaches to God.
就是来, 怎样来遇见神,
if you only know there's one way,
如果你只要知道一条道路,
and somehow that road is blocked, you 不能, cannot go.
然后那个道路有拦阻的话, 你就不能够去到那个地方,
but if there's so many ways to reach God,
如果有很多地方呢, 能够去朝见神,
then we have no excuse, but we must touch God.
然后我们就没有借口, 我们必须触摸到神.
So let me encourage you to listen very carefully for these 10 things that will be shared with you.
所以呢, 你们很小心地聆听, 我要跟你们分享的十点, 十个要点,
number one, 第一个, prayer invades the impossible, making possible the impossible.
祷告倾注不可能的境界，直到不可能变成可能。
We have covered this well.
那个我们上个礼拜讲过了。
Mom just said to me that if we have 10 points and we can do one right,
Mom 才跟我分享, 如果我们十个要点, 如果一个要点,
and then find number 2 and then do it right,
如果第二个要点没有做得很好,
find number 3 and do it right,
如果第三个要点可以做得很好,
then that's the right way of doing.
这就是做对的方式。
So let's follow some examples.
所以跟随一些榜样。
Prayer must become the portion of our life.
祷告必须成为我们生活的一部分。
Number 2, worship around the throne brings the kingdom.
第二点呢, 围绕着宝座的敬拜把神的国度带下来。
When we come and worship in the house,
当我们在神的教会敬拜的时候,
in this house, his name is here.
在他的家中呢, 他的圣名在这里。
I say his name is here.
他的圣名在这里。
His eyes are fixed upon the house.
他的眼目呢, 专注于他的家。
His ears are fixed upon the house.
他的耳朵呢, 也专注于他的家。
And even if you're not here,
就算你没有在这里,
you're in the place of captivity, you can pray towards this house.
你呢, 在受着管制令, 但是你可以朝向这个真的教会祷告,
and God will listen.
神要聆听也祷告。
That's why those of us who are from ANS have every reason to rejoice, because whenever you're sick, you're not here.
那些万国圣殿会有你们可以有喜乐, 就算你生病不能在这里,
that even in your home, you can be healed.
就算在你家中你也可以得医治。
That's what the Bible says, that when Solomon built the temple,
当所罗门建立圣殿的时候,
he said worship,
他说敬拜,
sacrifice,
然后献祭,
and he sacrificed according to his ability, thousands of
借着他的能力来献祭,
animals to sacrifice,
那些上千的那些, 啊, 牲畜被献祭,
you worship him according to the grace of God given to you.
借着神给你的恩典来敬拜,
so worship is very important,
所以敬拜很重要,
because it acknowledges God's place and acknowledge our place.
承认神的地位, 承认我们的地位,
We worship Him and serve Him only.
我们单单地敬拜他, 侍奉他,
so He is on the throne.
所以他在宝座上,
we are working with the one on the throne.
我们乃是敬拜在宝座上的神,
and He is working in us.
他在我们里面运行,
so that we can do what is pleasing in the sight of God.
所以我们所做的能够讨神的许愿,
worship rearranges the whole scenario.
所以呢, 敬拜呢能够重整一切的情势,
those who worship will enter in deeper.
那些敬拜呢能够进到更深,
those that don't worship will stay away.
那些没有敬拜的人会远离神。
But where there's no worship, there's no rain.
当没有敬拜就没有神的雨, 没有下来。
And when we worship around the throne,
在我们在宝座围绕的宝座敬拜,
the kingdom of God will manifest.
神的国度会彰显。
One of the first things that John the Apostle did in or touched in the book of Revelation,
在启示录呢，那使徒约翰所触摸的第一件事情就是呢，
He said, come up higher and see all the things that will happen before your eyes in the future.
天使跟他说呢，来到更高，看见呢，在未来所要发生的事情。
Found in Revelation chapter 4.
在启示录的第四章。
Let's read the chapter.
让我们读这个章节。
Revelation chapter 4.
启示录的第四章。
After these things,
此后,
I looked and behold,
我看见,
a door standing open in heaven.
天上有门开了,
and the first voice which I had said that I heard,
我初次听见好像吹号的声音对我说,
like the sound of a trumpet speaking with me,
好像吹号的声音,
and said, come up here and I'll show you what must take place after these things.
你上到这里来, 我要将以后必成的事指示你,
immediately I was in the spirit,
我立刻被圣灵感动,
and behold, a throne was standing in heaven,
见有一个宝座安置在天上,
and one on sitting on the throne.
又一位坐在宝座上。
There are so many verses of scripture in this passage.
在这个章节里面呢, 很多都提到,
talk to you about the throne.
讲到宝座,
in verse 4, around the throne.
在第四节讲, 围绕着宝座, 周遭,
verse 5,
第五节,
out from the throne.
从宝座出去,
then burning before the throne.
然后在宝座面前的燃烧,
and before the throne there was something like a sea of glass.
然后在宝座面前呢, 有个玻璃海,
verse 9, to him who sits on the throne.
第九节, 那坐在宝座上的,
verse 10, say he sits on the throne.
第十节讲, 那坐在宝座上的,
and they will cast their crowns before the throne.
他们把他冠冕放在宝座前,
first aligning adjustment that needs to be done in worship.
第一个, 啊, 在敬拜里面所要调整的就是呢,
is to position you where you should be and where God should be.
就是把你放在对的位置, 还有神的位置。
There's an open door in heaven.
在天堂一个被打开的门。
We have a double decade of open heavens.
我们有双十年打开了天堂。
What a great privilege, almost feeling like we are in the book of Revelation ourselves.
很伟大的这个荣幸啊, 好像在活在启示录里面这样。
Because worship takes you away from you.
因为呢, 敬拜呢, 使到你呢, 不再活在老我里面了。
I'll say this again.
我再说一遍,
in worship,
在敬拜里面,
you begin to see the things that need to be seen in the light that it should be seen.
你会开始看见呢, 啊, 借着神的亮光, 看见应该看到的东西,
worship exalts the sovereign God.
敬拜的高举呢, 永生的神,
worship talks about His kingdom.
敬拜讲到他的国度,
we must fix our eyes on the greatness of our God.
我们必须专注眼目于我们神的伟大,
and begin to realize that it's worth serving Him.
就是开始发觉到呢, 我们, 祂是配得我们的侍奉还有敬拜的。
Worship can be considered worship.
敬拜是讲到配得, 祂是配得我们的敬拜。
That means it's worthy to be receiving worship.
祂配得接受我们的敬拜。
Somehow when you learn to worship truly in spirit and in truth, you touch the Father's heart.
当你用心灵跟诚实的敬拜的时候, 你触摸到天父的心。
And for such he seeks to worship Him in spirit and in truth.
天父就是寻找这样用心灵诚实敬拜他的人。
I believe that we have touched many dimensions of breakthrough worship.
我们触摸了很多呢, 在突破敬拜的层面。
Seen thousands of lives been changed.
看见上千人的生命得到改变。
Because you know how to find your way to the throne of grace.
因为你懂得怎样进入了这个施恩的宝座面前。
The school of the prophets.
在先知学校。
The school of the spirit.
还有在呢, 属灵的学校,
the school of prophecy and
就是发预言啊, 学习讲预言的学校,
the school of statesmen,
还有呢, 建制教的学校,
all these dimensions of worship,
这些呢, 就是呢, 啊, 敬拜的层面,
they were blessed by our worship.
很多人呢, 都被我们的敬拜所祝福,
people learn to break through in their city because of the kind of worship they learn from here.
他们从这里学习到敬拜, 回到城市呢, 就得到很大的突破。
So when you worship,
当你敬拜的时候,
He is worthy.
他是配的。
Worship.
他配得我们的敬拜。
That means worthy to be praised.
他配得我们的赞美。
Worthy to be exalted.
配得我们的高举。
Even if you don't feel like it, he's worthy to be worshipped.
就算你不感觉到要敬拜他，还是配得你的敬拜。
Even if you don't know, just lift your hand. The Holy Spirit will show you how to worship the Father.
虽然你不知道呢，你举起你的手呢，圣灵会教导你的敬拜。
So our worship is important. That's why we got to come early before the service.
当聚会还没有开始的时候，
prepare our hearts to enter in.
准备我们的心要进入神的同在。
Not think of how to stay away from the presence.
不是呢，想呢，怎样去逃跑哦。
How to stay and seek the presence of God.
乃是懂得怎样的来寻求神的同在。
We are worshippers because
我们是敬拜者，因为呢
，We are worshippers.
因为我们本身就是敬拜者。
That's why we worship.
所以我们才要敬拜。
When we worship, doesn't make us worshippers. Worshippers will always worship.
敬拜不是直到我们成为敬拜者，敬拜者就是要来敬拜的。
You cannot get the cat to bark.
你不能够叫只猫来吠啊。
But you can get a dog to bark.
可以叫一只狗来吠。
So in the same way,
所以同样的
God wants you to understand
神要你明白呢
that you should worship Him in spirit and in truth.
当你用心灵诚实敬拜他的时候
the Father will seek for you.
天父要来寻找你。
It's not we seeking God, God seeking us.
不是我们寻找神，神在寻找我们。
Worship will help you see He is on the throne.
敬拜会让你看到呢，他是坐在宝座上的。
Praise, you can praise Him for all the good things He has done.
赞美他呢，是因为我们他所做的一切。
Worship comes from maturity.
敬拜是从一个成熟人发出的。
Because only sons worship.
因为只有儿子可以敬拜。
Servants labor, but sons worship.
这个仆人工作，儿子敬拜。
In bringing many sons to glory, you got to learn worship.
把众子带到荣耀，你必须学习敬拜。
The one who was at the throne.
那个坐在宝座上的。
The one lamb that was slain before the foundation of the earth.
那个被杀的羔羊啊。
Worship around the throne brings the kingdom.
啊，在宝座环绕的宝座的敬拜呢，能够把。
When our ways are pleasing before God, even our enemies will be at peace with us.
当我们得到神的喜悦的时候，就算我们敌人呐，也会跟我们和好。
Even our enemies will speak well of us.
就算我们敌人会讲我们的好话。
Everything will turn around when He is on the throne.
当神在宝座的时候，一切的环境呢，都要扭转过来。神在宝座上。
I'm sure in the 3 months that have passed with COVID-19,
在确保这三个月的管制令里面呢
，I hope COVID-19 will become a convict that can be imprisoned.
我相信呢，这新冠肺炎最终呢要被囚禁起来，不能够再传播了。
Because the devil is using this to further his cause.
利用这个呢啊来传扬他的目的。
But when Jesus is at the throne, all things will be subdued.
但是当耶稣在宝座上的时候，一切都要
降服。The Father said to the Son, "Sit at my right hand until all your enemies become a footstool for your feet."
天父对儿子说呢，坐在我右手边，直到我仇敌坐在脚
凳。So worship will put God in His place.
所以敬拜时，神坐在他的地方。
Worship acknowledges God is on the throne.
敬拜承认神在宝座上。
That He is our life.
他是我们的生命。
He is our light.
他是我们的亮光。
He is our love.
他是我们的爱。
And all the things in our hearts can be freely expressed by the Spirit of God who is in you.
一切我们在心中的，借着我们在里面的圣灵呢，可以自由的被表达出来。
Prayer invades impossible.
祷告进入不可能的境界。
Making possible the impossible.
直到不可能变成可能。
Worship around the throne brings God's kingdom manifestation.
围绕着宝座的敬拜呢，把神的国度彰显出来。
You cannot see God and be weak.
你不能够看见神然后变成软弱的。
You cannot worship Him and be displaced.
你不能够敬拜了他之后呢，变成好像失望
这样。You cannot have the spirit of truth and the spirit of error.
你不能够有真理的灵，另外一方面有错误的灵。
Because all the things that come from heaven will flush out hell.
一切从天堂来的会把地狱的东西都被追赶出去。
And you all know what the devil must do. He must go to hell.
你知道魔鬼要去哪里，也必须去到地狱。
Because God is on the throne,
因为神在宝座上,
justice can be expected.
这个公义呢, 公正,
when God is on the throne, peace can be expected.
平安会领导,
righteousness,
还有公义,
peace,
平安,
and joy in the Holy Ghost.
还有圣灵里面的喜乐,
that's the kingdom of God.
这就是神的国度。
Worship brings the righteousness.
敬拜把这个公义带下来,
to be burning in our hearts.
在我们心中燃烧着。
Because as we worship Him, we become like Him.
当我们敬拜他，我们变得更像他。
I want to take you to point number three.
那么写下第三点。
Praying in tongues.
在方言的祷告。
To build the inner man with stature.
能够建造呢我们灵人的那种属灵的地位。
The book of Ephesians.
在以弗所书第三章。
Chapter three.
第三节。
Ephesians chapter three.
以弗所书第三章。
God is helping us understand that the Holy Spirit is our partner, not our competitor.
圣灵呢，是我们的合作伙伴，不是我们的竞争者。
He is not challenging us.
他不是在挑战我们。
He is training us.
他是呢训练我们。
He is not doing things on his own.
他不是自己做自己的工作。
You want to bear witness in your heart.
他要在你心中做这个见证。
So that you will be a partner with him.
让你可以跟他一起同工。
So in the last days,
所以在末后的日子呢
before Jesus returns,
当耶稣还没有再来的时候
the Holy Spirit and the bride will say, Come, Lord Jesus.
圣灵跟新娘会说：“来吧，主耶稣。”
Because the Holy Spirit is to train us.
因为圣灵就是个训练者，这个教练。
Is to teach us.
要来教导我们。
So that we can partner with him.
所以我们可以跟他一起的合伙同
工。If he flows to the north, we can flow with him.
如果他朝向北，我们可以一起跟他去。
If he flows to the north, we can follow him.
如果他是朝向北方去，我们可以跟随他。
If he flows to the south, we can follow him.
他们如果圣灵去到南方，我们可以跟随他。
And thereby live a higher standard than man normally can.
然后活出一个更高的标准啊。
Ephesians chapter 3 verse 16.
以弗所书三章十六节。
17 and 18.
到十八节。
That he would grant you according to the riches of his glory to be strengthened with power through the Holy Spirit in the inner man.
求他按照他丰盛的荣耀，借着他的灵，叫你们心里的力量刚强起来。
Our inner man, our spirit man,
我们心里的力量
must be strengthened with power.
必须得我们的灵人必须得着力量。
Not only is strong, but is power to execute.
不单单有力量呢，能够力量的刚彰显出来，执行出来。
That's why you got to be part of a family that receives dimensions of heaven.
所以我们必须成为了领受天堂层面的一部分
that can be manifested on the earth.
能够在地上被彰显出来的
Where does God start? He starts in your spirit.
神从哪里开始？从你灵里开始
In your inner man.
就是你的灵人，你内心的人
So God has given us a language of the spirit.
所以神给我们一个呢灵的语言
So that as we pray in tongues,
当我们用方言祷告的时候
We build on the most holy faith.
我们建造我们的信心
The Bible says when we pray in tongues,
圣经讲到我们祷告用方言祷告
We're praying according to the will of God.
要借着神的旨意而祷告
Every word that comes out through your mouth,
一切从我们手中所发出来的祷告词
if it is deciphered and translated, it will surely help you understand.
如果它被翻译出来的话的话，让你明白
that our spirit is crying out, Abba Father.
就是我们的灵呢在呼叫着阿巴父
It's not an orphan spirit.
它呢不是一个孤儿的灵
It's a spirit of adoption.
就是被神儿子的灵
crying to God that we might be adopted in Christ.
这向神的呼求是被神所领养
And that reality will bring us our inheritance.
这个事实呢会把我们带到我们的基业
Strengthened with strength in the inner man.
就是呢我们的灵人要
Why if your inner man is beginning to mature then Christ can dwell in your heart through faith.
如果你的灵人刚强成熟了基督就可以住在里面借着信心
Sometimes the inner man is not strong enough.
有时候我们灵人不够刚强
It's a weak inner man. You cannot build anything upon it.
软弱的灵人呢，内心的人不能够建造什么。
Even the strength of God cannot come within.
就算神的力量也不能进入我们里面。
But when your tongue is fluid,
当你的方言被发出来的时候呢
and you can pray freely and become buoyant in the spirit,
你可以自由的祷告，感觉到你的灵很刚强的时候呢
then your inner man is getting stronger.
那么你的灵呢，变得更加刚强了。
Praying in tongues,
用方言祷告
make us strong,
使我们更刚强。
We will feel the power of the Holy Ghost.
感受到呢圣灵的力量。
Because the Holy Spirit is giving us utterance.
因为圣灵在赐给我们口才。
He is giving us the words.
他在赐给我们话语。
And with the word you can build.
借着话语他可以建造。
When there is no word, there is no material to build.
如果没有话语呢，就没有材料来建造。
But when the word of God is coming,
当神的话语临到的时候
Christ dwells in your hearts through faith.
基督都借着信心住在我们里心里。
So God, Christ is dwelling within.
所以基督住在我们心里。
And your faith is strong.
然后你的信心刚强。
Your spirit been strengthened with power from on high.
然后你借着上头的力量使你得到力量。
And Christ can manifest.
使到基督呢可以彰显出来。
You can see both manifesting. We see the Holy Spirit manifesting, and we see Christ manifesting.
你会看到两个彰显，一个圣灵彰显，一个基督彰显。
Then we see the saints manifesting.
然后第三点，看到圣徒在彰显。
The dimensions been birthed.
然后这个层面就被诞生出来。
So praying in tongues is very essential.
所以呢，用方言祷告是很重要的。
Because the Bible says, "Now to him who is able to do far more abundantly beyond all we can ask or think." According to the power that works within us.
因为神能借着运行在我们心里的大力，充充足足地成就一切，超过我们所求所想的。
So when you pray in tongues, it's power generation.
所以当你用方言祷告的时候，就像产生
的动力。You're generating power.
要产生的力量。
Until Christ can dwell.
直到基督可以住在里面。
Until you're rooted and grounded in love.
直到你的爱里面呢，有根有基。
Every aspect of your life has been changed.
一切你生命的方面都改变。
So because of that reason, now to him who is able to do beyond all we can ask or think.
因为借着这个原因呢, 那个能够成就一切超过我们所求所想的神,
we can release the Holy Spirit for greater works.
我们这时候借着圣灵可以做更加伟大的事情,
more than you can ask or think.
超过你所求所想的。
But the problem with people is this.
大部分人的问题就是呢,
they don't pray in tongues that long.
你没有花很长的时间用方言祷告,
they don't pray in tongues until they are strengthened with power.
你没有花很长的时间用方言祷告, 直到你得着上头的力量。
They don't know how to do it.
他们不懂得怎样做,
but we got to learn.
但是我们必须学习,
when you wake up in the morning,
当今天早上起来的时候呢,
you can sing in the Spirit.
你可以在灵里面歌唱,
you don't feel like doing anything else except just sing in the Spirit. Let it flow like a river.
你呢什么都不要做, 让灵里面祷, 用灵来歌唱, 好像和涌流出来这样,
that is an indication that God is near you. His 这个, presence is available.
这个一个征兆呢, 代表呢, 啊, 神的同在呢, 这个时候很靠近你啦。
Sometimes when you wake up in the morning, you feel angry.
你说早上起来,
when you pray in tongues,
当你祷, 用方言祷告的时候,
you feel like it's a warfare.
你感觉到好像在征战。
What is the indication?
它的意思是什么呢?
The indication is that God, by His Spirit, is showing you that there are enemies around you.
意思是说神在启示你啦, 在周遭有敌人啊。
It's like a radar.
就好像个雷达这样。
I said the Holy Spirit is like a radar.
圣灵就好像个雷达这样。
Help you detect planes before they even arrive.
帮助你呢, 能够探测到呢, 啊, 这个敌人的飞机要来了。
We can pick up serpents.
我们可以呢, 抓这个蛇,
on our radar.
在我们的雷达上面。
We can pick up serpents.
雷, 这个雷达也探测到蛇,
even though they are hiding.
虽然他们隐藏起来,
the presence of evil spirits will be made known to us.
就是那些邪灵的同,
the schemes of the enemy will be exposed.
还有那些, 敌人的那些诡计要被暴露,
so when you wake up in the morning and you feel aggressive in your spirit, remember the devil is here, war begins.
如果你早上起来的时候感觉到灵里面很激烈的话, 就代表了征战, 属灵征战已经开始了。
But don't let the devil lay on you for a while, right? You only respond to him at night when he's already started in the morning.
但是呢, 你不要对这魔鬼有太多的回应啊。
The devil starts early.
魔鬼很早就开始了,
because he doesn't know whether he's going to succeed or fail.
因为他不知道呢, 啊, 他从晚上就开始都做工了, 又不懂得成功和失败。
Strengthen with strength with power through His Spirit.
借着圣灵呢得着他从上头来的力量。
So you have the Holy Spirit
圣灵,
strengthening your inner man.
圣灵刚强使你的灵人刚强。
Christ is made manifest in your inner man.
直到呢基督在你的灵格里面被彰显出来。
So that the maturity of Christ manhood is inside your spirit.
只要你灵里面呢得有一个成熟得着这个基督的形象。
Then you become strong.
然后你就变得刚强。
Then you become connected.
然后你变得跟天堂有这个联系。
I believe in every family,
我相信在每个家庭,
all the saints,
一切的圣徒,
must come together.
啊, 所有的圣徒呢, 必须聚在一起。
That means we are looking for a place where we can dwell together.
就是说我们在找一个地方, 我们可以住在一起。
Speaking in tongues not only make us strong in our inner man,
啊, 讲方言不但什么灵人刚强,
but put the work of safety in our own lives.
然后呢, 把这个, 啊, 安全的事工呢, 放在我们的生命。
When you are worshipping, the Spirit is buoyant,
然后你的灵感到呢, 很柔软,
God is present.
就是很感觉到神的同在。
When you wake up in the morning and you pray in tongues, it's aggressive, then the demonic powers are around you.
如果早上起来的时候呢, 有真正的, 主灵祷告, 就想,
we can discern,
灵在你周遭,
we can discern the pathway of the spirit of darkness.
我们可以用有分别圣, 分别诸灵的恩赐。
Just like we can follow the Lord by the Spirit,
就好像你可以跟随,
as many as are led by the Spirit, they are children of God.
跟随圣灵的, 被圣灵带领的,
so tongues is very useful,
所以呢, 方言很重要,
to strengthen you,
使到你刚强,
from the inside,
在你里面,
so that you can guard yourself,
使到你可以保护, 保守你自己,
protect yourself,
保护你自己,
because the law of sin and death,
啊, 从各种的, 这个罪恶跟死亡的力,
will be broken if you live by the law of the Spirit.
将会被破除了, 因为如果你是跟随呢,
so learn to pray in tongues,
对, 学习用方言祷告,
build yourself on the most holy faith,
啊, 借着信心, 建造你的信心,
so that you're rooted and grounded in love,
让你在爱里面有根有基,
and you find people become connected to you because of what you carry in your spirit.
因为你的灵里面所带着的, 你看到很多人呢来跟你联系,
if you carry negative in the spirit,
如果里面带着, 灵里面带着负面东西,
only negative people will connect you.
只有负面的人可以被你吸引,
but if you're living by the life of the spirit,
如果你活在圣灵的光照里面,
the nature of what is happening within you will attract the right people.
在你里面所发生的性情呢, 会吸引好的人来,
this is how the church grows.
这是教会怎样的成长?
This is how the church should be growing.
这个教会应该怎样成长?
It's not just calling them,
不是讲打电话给他们而已,
but it's sending out frequencies to them.
而是差遣了你的频率给他们。
Because when you are strong in your spirit,
因为如果你里面刚强,
you are rooted and grounded, And your mind is able to comprehend with all the saints what is the breadth, the length, the height, the depth.
你就能够跟众圣徒一起的明白呢，基督的爱是何等长阔高深。
Tongues is not just for manifestation that you baptize in the Holy Spirit.
这个方言不是说呢，你在圣灵受到圣灵的洗，可以讲方言的意思。
When the Holy Spirit give you words.
当圣灵给你语言的时候。
When the Holy Spirit give you utterance.
当圣灵给你口才的时候。
Something supernatural is happening.
所以超自然的事情就发生了。
So that's why we pray in tongues.
所以为什么用方言祷告？
Not just edify ourselves.
不单单使我们得益处。
Not just pray according to the will of God.
不单单是呢，借着神的旨意祷告。
Not just. In the same way, the Holy Spirit helps our weakness.
同样的，圣灵帮助我们的软弱。
Creation is groaning.
然后整万物都在那边等待。
Holy Spirit is groaning.
圣灵也在那边的等待。
We are groaning.
我们也在那边等待。
To see the manifestation of the sons of God.
要看见众子的彰显。
How is this going to happen?
神这众子怎样彰显呢？
Holy Spirit living in you.
就是圣灵要住在你里面。
Jesus living in you.
耶稣也必须活在你里面。
All moving so that we can both have access in one spirit to the Father.
使得我们可以呢有同等的同样的灵呢进入天父那里。
God is building in such a way that you and I will be strengthened in the inner man.
因为神要这样的建造的时候，你跟我在灵里面呢可以得到建造。
The word must be in the inner man.
然后神的话语必须在我们灵里面。
The word must mature the inner man.
神的话语必须使到你灵人成熟。
The word must strengthen the inner man.
神的话语必须使到你的灵人得着力量。
So that faith will become strong.
使到你的信心要更刚强。
Love will become strong.
爱更刚强。
Comprehension will become strong.
然后一起的能够更刚强。
And connection sideways will become strong.
你跟你的弟兄姐妹联系更加刚强。
You cannot have a family that's broken up.
你不能够有一个破碎的家庭。
We need a family that pulls together.
我们必须呢，我们的家庭成员必须联系在一起。
So tongues is a very good way of strengthening our spirit to follow the Holy Ghost.
所以呢，讲方言使到我们呢，能够使到灵刚强，来跟随圣灵。
And when the Holy Spirit give you utterance, is the right word you need for the season.
当圣灵给你口才言语的时候，乃是为了这个季节的所需要的话语。
When people are speaking nothing, you are speaking so much.
当人们没有讲到什么，你讲很多。
If you listen to some of the pastors and some of the teachers,
如果你听一些牧师或者教师,
they're telling you the same story again and again in different color and different lighting.
他们只是不断跟你讲同样的信息,
but we grow from glory to glory,
但是我们是地上加力,
from one level to next level.
从一个阶段到另外一个阶段,
so speaking in tongues is important.
所以讲方言很重要,
praying in tongues to build the inner man with stature.
用方言祷告来建造我们的灵人,
let the Holy Spirit be poured out afresh.
让圣灵大大的倾倒。
Who is going to be the recipient of the last final outpouring?
谁能够领受了最后圣灵的倾倒呢?
Those who have been prepared this way,
那些已经准备好的,
they're ready to go to the next level.
用这种方式准备好的,
if you're not at the next level, you cannot go to the next level after that.
如果你没到这个阶层, 你不去到更高的阶层,
this we will do if God permits.
如果神允许的话,
so that when God looks at all the things and He permits us, then we can go to the next level.
如果神看着我们在这个阶层的, 神在允许我们，我们就可以去到更高阶层。
So don't let this Holy Spirit go.
所以不要放弃圣灵。
Just ask Him to give you words.
请求圣灵给你话语。
The right word at the right time.
对的话语在对的时间。
And you will speak it.
你要说出来。
You will declare it.
你要宣告出来。
And become strong in your inner man.
然后你的灵里面变得刚强。
So that nothing demonic can ever come near you.
没有邪灵可以靠近你。
We are no longer children.
你不再是小孩子,
tossed to here and there by waves and carried away by every wind of doctrine.
被各种的邪风啊所摇动啊,
by the trickery of men.
或者是人的诡计,
by craftiness.
或者是他们的,
deceitful speech scheming.
啊, 他们各种的蒙骗,
the Bible says we are no longer to be children.
圣经讲呢，我们不再是小孩子了。
The more the Holy Spirit stays within your heart and manifests, the sooner you will become a true son.
更多的圣灵彰显在你里面，你要变成更 更快变成神的真正的孩子。
Even though you're the owner of everything,
就算你拥有一切,
if you're a child, you cannot have access to these things.
如果你是小孩子的话, 你就不能够进入了。
That's why the ones who are mature should receive bigger things.
当你成熟之后呢, 你所领受到的东西会更大。
But sometimes we stop at elementary things.
但是有时候呢, 我们在很小的事情那边就满足了。
But we've got to press on to maturity.
但是我们要不断地进入，使我们
become like Christ,
好像基督。
And manifest like Christ.
像基督这样的彰显,
so the Holy Spirit must strengthen us.
所以圣灵必须加强力量给我们。
In every family, you must raise up sons that will mature into true sons.
在每个家庭里兴起真正的孩子, 能够成熟了。
And let me recap and remind you.
让我再次提醒你们,
that when the Holy Spirit comes,
当圣灵来到的时候,
and strengthens your inner man.
然后使你的灵人刚强,
you receive fresh utterance.
你就领受了新的口才,
when the Holy Spirit comes into your spirit,
当圣灵临到你的灵,
your faith will be strong.
你的信心会变得更,
you will have foundation root and grounded.
你就有这个根基呢, 啊, 有根有基,
nothing can take you out.
没有人东西可以夺取你。
So when you pray in tongues, you can have an indication in your own spirit who is present with you.
所以呢，当你在用方言祷告的时候，你可以有分别诸灵的恩赐。
Is God present?
是不是神的同在？
Is demonic spirit present?
或者是邪灵的同在？
Or is there a connection that I need to make with the saints?
或者是我需要跟圣徒的一个联系？
So tongues, praying in tongues builds the inner man with stature.
所以呢，用方言祷告能够建造你的灵人，有你属灵的地位。
Let me give you number four.
让给你第四点。
If you want God to be close to you,
如果你要更加靠近神,
you want to walk into the nearness of God,
你要更走进了新的道路,
then number four, explicit obedience releases the prevailing power.
就是完全的顺服能够得到得胜的力量。
Explicit obedience.
完全的顺服。
Turn with me, one of the last scriptures that I'm opening up for you this morning.
然后跟我讲的最后一个章节。
The book of Genesis.
创世纪。
Genesis chapter 14.
创世纪第14章。
I think it's chapter 26.
我想是在26,
then we'll go to 26 straight away.
我们去创世纪26章。
This is the famous story of Isaac.
以撒发生在以撒身上最出名的故事。
And this is a chapter that I love to indulge myself in.
这是我很喜欢读的章节。
Because it speaks so much about what God is doing in us.
因为他讲到很多神在我们生命所动的功。
Genesis 26.
创世纪26章。
Now there was a famine in the land beside the previous famine that occurred in the days of Abraham. So Isaac went to Gerar, Abimelech, king of the Philistines.
在亚伯拉罕的日子呢，那地有一次饥荒，那时又有饥荒。以撒就往基拉尔去，到非利士人的王亚比米勒那里。
This is the famine of the days of Abraham.
这是呢，在亚伯拉罕日子所发生饥荒的日子。
In verse 3, sojourn in this land, and I'll be with you and bless you. For to you and your descendants I will give all this land. I will establish the oath which I swore to your father Abraham.
第三节，你寄居在这地，我必以你同在，赐福给你，因为我要将这些地都赐给你和你的后裔，我必坚定我向你的父亚伯拉罕所起的誓。
Number 4 and number 5, verse 4 and 5, I will multiply your descendants as the stars of heaven, and will give your descendants all this land, and your descendants, all the nations of the earth shall be blessed.
我要加增你的后裔，像天上的星星那样多，又要将这些地都赐给你的后裔，并且地上的万国必因你的后裔得福。Because
Abraham obeyed me and kept my charge, my commandment, my statutes, and my law.
第五节，都因亚伯拉罕听从我的话，遵守我的吩咐和我的命令、律例、法度。Here
in this story, God explains to Isaac.
在这个故事里面呢，神对以撒呢。
So don't go down to Egypt.
他说：“神叫他不要去到埃及。”
Because that's what your father did.
这是你父亲所做的。
And he got, I have to get him out of trouble.
我必须把他救出来。
Because he stayed in Egypt.
因为他住在埃及里面呢。
Stayed too long in Egypt.
住在埃及太久了。
Until both of them begin to struggle and strive, Lot and Abraham.
知道了，那个罗德跟亚伯拉罕有这个争执啊。
God said to Abraham, lift up your eyes now and see after the separation.
神对他们两个罗德亚伯兰分开之后，
as far as you can see is yours.
你要仰望你所看到的地方属于你的。
Therefore rise and walk into it.
你要兴起来这边行走。
There are things that are for us but we cannot enter in.
有些东西是属于我们但是我们不能够进入。
Because God is waiting for a perfect time.
因为神在等待了对的时机。
The right time.
对的时间,
the right thing will come.
对的事情将发生。
That's why you don't have to worry what God has planned for your life will come into fulfillment.
不需要担忧呢, 神为你的生命的计划将要成就。
As long as you walk with Him,
如果你跟神一起同行,
you don't have to fear the fire.
你不需要害怕火焰。
Even if the fire is 7 times stronger, you don't have to be afraid because the Son of God will be with you.
就算是火焰呢, 有7次更加强烈, 你不需要害怕, 神的同在。
Because Abraham obeyed me,
因为亚伯拉罕顺服我,
that is the key.
这就是那钥匙了。
You want to see your life being blessed?
你要看见你的生命得祝福吗?
Your life become a blessing?
你要生命成为一个祝福。
And you want blessings to overtake you?
你要祝福来追赶你。
Then you must learn explicit obedience.
你必须学习呢完全的顺服。
Because Abraham obeyed me.
因为亚伯拉罕顺服我。
If we obey him,
如果我们顺服他,
God will turn everything around.
只要扭转一切的情势。
So God said to God said to Isaac, Isaac, follow your father's example.
所以神对以撒说, 以撒, 你要跟随你父亲的榜样,
because he obeyed me.
因为他顺服我,
the key is not what God promised you, it's how you obey.
要时呢, 不是呢, 你怎样呢, 啊, 跟随呢, 是怎样你, 你怎样的顺服,
you got to walk in obedience.
你必须走在顺服里面,
walk in covenant with God.
跟神有立下这个盟约,
so that you will have power to make wealth.
让你得着破财的能力,
you must walk in peace with all those around about you.
在你周遭的人, 必须跟他们有这个和谐,
we got to walk in fruitfulness.
然后呢, 我们必须接触很多果实,
we must walk in accuracy with God.
然后跟神呢, 一起那个准确的,
because Abraham obeyed me.
因为亚伯拉罕顺服我,
that is the key.
这就是他的钥匙了。
Then the Bible says in verse 6,
在第六节讲到呢,
verse 6 of 26,
26章第六节,
so Isaac lived in Gerar.
所以以撒居住在基拉尔。
And then verse, let's look at verse 12.
然后我们看了第十二节,
now Isaac sowed in the land and reaped in the same year a hundredfold, and the Lord blessed him, and the man became rich, continued to grow richer until he became wealthy, for he had possession of flocks and herd and a great household, so that the Philistines envied him.
12节, 以撒在那地耕种, 那一年有百倍的收成, 耶和华赐福给他, 他就昌大, 日增夜盛, 成了大夫妇, 他有羊群, 牛群, 许多仆人, 非利士人就妒忌他。
The Holy Spirit is the master key.
圣灵就是主要的钥匙,
to unlock all the scriptures.
能够打开一切的章节,
and obedience,
还有顺服,
is the accelerating ingredient.
加速这些事情发生,
if you learn to obey
如果你学习顺服,
what God is saying,
神所说的,
you'll find yourself more and more coming into the fulfillment of what God has said.
你会发觉到你更加的很靠近神所说的,
you don't know how amazing it is to live this life.
你不懂得这样活出这样的生命是何等的奇妙,
that if you really listen to what God is saying,
如果你真的聆听到神所说的,
and do it,
然后行出来,
something else will open up.
然后一些东西会被人家打开,
then you will enter into fields that you have never been there before.
你进入一个境界,
suddenly your life changed to the next level.
忽然间你生命完全改变,
because Abraham obeyed me.
因为亚伯拉罕顺服我,
so Isaac obeyed God.
所以以撒也顺服神,
what did he do?
他做了什么?
He said, I'm not leaving this land.
他说我不要离开这个土地,
I'm going to put my heels down into the ground and stay in my place.
我要呢, 在这个土地, 留在这土地里面耕种,
even though there is famine,
虽然是有饥荒,
even though the things happening in the environment that is not conducive,
虽然周遭所发生的环境呢, 很不适合,
Isaac sowed in the land,
以撒在那个土地耕种,
and in the same way,
在同一年,
we got to sow ourselves as a seed in the land.
同样的, 我们好像要播种我们自己在这土地上,
because if we truly obey,
因为如果你真正的顺服,
remember, delayed obedience is disobedience.
延迟的顺服就是不顺服,
delayed obedience is finding a way of convenience to do when you can, when you like.
延迟的顺服意思说呢, 你在适当的时机才做,
but when God speaks, he expects obedience.
但是如果神向你说话, 他期待顺服,
obedience is the key to unlock it into your life.
顺服呢, 就是钥匙了, 能够打开这些东西,
every promise can be fulfilled.
一切的应许都能够被成就,
every prophetic word can be fulfilled.
一切先知性的话语都能够被成就,
we hold the key.
所以呢, 钥匙就是呢,
the Holy Spirit unveils his plans for our life.
圣灵的就启示他的计划,
so that's the spirit of revelation.
就是启示的灵.
But what you don't understand is that if you don't obey, this word will not come into pass.
如果你不顺服的话呢, 神的应许呢, 不会成就.
Because every promise is conditional.
因为每一个应许都带着条件.
And you've got to fulfill the conditions.
所以你必须呢, 啊, 能够,
obey the commands.
你必须顺服这个命令.
Follow the instruction.
跟随的指示.
Fulfill the conditions.
要符合这些条件,
and if you do that, you're walking in obedience.
你就走在了顺服当中,
and the Bible says, because this man obeyed God,
因为这个人顺服神,
what he should reap as a hundredfold,
他所收成的是100倍的,
that means he get maximum interest.
就是讲到了100倍的,
bank's interest are about 1%, 2%, 3%.
现在银行的利息大概是1到3,
he received 100%.
他所领受的是100%,
of what he sowed, he received maximum.
你所播种的, 你可以领受100倍的收成.
All that he can receive with this amount of things, he received it full.
他能够领受的, 他完全的就领受的,
nothing was missing.
没有东西失去.
So the Lord blessed him,
所以神就祝福,
and the man became rich,
那个他变成很强大,
and the man continued to grow
日增夜深, richer, 更加富有,
until he became very wealthy,
成了大富富.
The key is in the person.
所以呢, 他钥匙就是在那个人身上, 你要富有吗?
You want to continue to grow richer,
你要日增夜深吗?
Until you become wealthy,
知道成为大富豪吗?
Very wealthy.
更很大的富豪。
For his possession of flocks, herds, and a great household.
因为他有羊群牛群许多仆人。
That even the non-Christian looked at his life and was jealous.
就算是非基督看他的生命呢，也妒忌啊。
Had good family.
好的家庭。
Good house.
好的家。
Good friends.
好的朋友。
And have above all have God's presence upon their life.
还有神的同在在他们的生命。
This is how the non-Christian view things.
这是非基督徒眼光所要看到的祝福。
I say this is how they look.
这是他们所经常的。
Now all the wealth of Abraham, his father,
亚伯拉罕的财富,
with the father's servants have dug in the days of Abraham, the Philistines stopped it up with filling them with earth.
然后他们就妒忌他了。 就把当父亲亚伯拉罕在世的日子，他父亲的仆人所挖的井，非利士人全部塞住，填满了土。
This is a real issue in verse 16.
这是第十六节所发生的课题。
And 17. I want to encourage every leader in our church.
我要鼓励每一个领袖在我们的教会。
To remember this.
你要记得这一点。
Abimelech said to Isaac, "Go away from us, for you are too powerful for us."
亚比米勒对以撒说，你离开我们去吧，因为你比我们强盛得多。
If you take what I've given to you,
如果我所给你们的，你们
you can live by it.
你们可以活出来,
you don't have to be afraid. They say, well, Pastor, it's Pastor, we all got to be strong alone.
你说呢, 牧师是牧师啦, 我们自己只能靠自己刚强啊。
We are strong together.
我们乃是一起刚强。
That's why Isaac continued in the obedient pattern that Abraham had shown him.
所以呢, 以撒就跟随呢, 亚伯拉罕的榜样的顺服。
Because he obeyed.
因为他顺服。
And this man, his son, obeyed and saw the second generation being powerful.
所以呢，这个人顺服，看到他的下一代、第二代的也是。
First generation of Abraham was powerful.
第一代就是亚伯拉罕那一代，他很大有能力。
Then the days of Isaac was powerful.
然后下第二代亚伯拉，以撒更加大有能力。
Jacob was powerful.
然后第三代雅各那一代也大有能力。
Wherever they went.
他们去到哪里?
They were powerful.
他们都是强盛的。
They went to Egypt and controlled all the economies of the world.
他们去到埃及，控制着埃及的整个经济。
The Bible tells us that Pharaoh saw Joseph and said, "You surely are the right man." Go away from us, for you are too powerful for us. This is a power game.
这是呢，这个讲到强势的那种游戏。
And we get an answer from the government about this and that the other.
所以要从政府那里得到这个答案，这一个答案。
So everybody who is not powerful think that they are powerful because they are politicians.
那个政治人物呢，每个以为他们都很有潜力的，很有势力。
But there's one who is stronger than all.
但是有一个比他们更加大有势力。
He is too powerful.
他太有势力了。
Not just powerful.
太强大了。
Too powerful.
他是太强盛了。
That's the Holy Spirit.
就是圣灵。
You got to redig your father's well.
所以你要重新挖你父亲的井。
Because everybody will start stopping you from drinking that water because they want you to stay weak, but you must become strong.
每个人都要你拦住你塞了那个井，但是你必须重挖那个井，要继续的刚强。
They stop the wells by filling it up with earth and mud.
他们呢把那井呢塞住了，填满了土了。
But you got to unstop the wells.
但是你必须重新挖那个井。
Give the same name.
啊，你要重新给他同样的名，起名。
I'm telling you, naming is very important.
你知道吗? 起名是很重要的。
Because it'll speak about the destiny of people.
讲到人们的命定前程。
So they said. You are too powerful, go away from us.
他们就对以撒说，你太强盛了，你要离开我们去吧。
He was not powerful outside, he was powerful inside.
他不是在外表强盛，他是里面强盛。
That's why they want him to go away.
所以他们要他离开他。
Because he is the reason for the blessing.
因为以撒就是一切祝福的原因。
The man, the Lord blessed him.
神祝福他,
and the man became rich.
那个人变成很富有,
continued to grow richer.
继续的日增列生,
until he became very wealthy.
直到变成大富豪,
for his possession of flocks and herds.
还有牛群羊群,
and a great family.
还有伟大的家庭,
and all the people who are Philistines around that area saw the life of Isaac and marvel, saying he's becoming powerful. He came from outside. He's a foreigner.
看到他呢，就感到很妒忌的，他说这个外人呢来到我们当中啊。
He's an outsider, and yet he can make so much.
现在外人来到我们当中，可以赚这样多钱。
And they were afraid of this kind of power.
他们就很害怕这种势力。
Power that makes you richer and richer and richer and richer.
这种的大力能力使你变得更加刚强，还有更富有的。
But please understand, you cannot claim the scripture.
但是我们不能够索取这个。
For yourself.
啊，这个圣经的章节为给我们自己。
Because this scripture is outwork. In obedience.
因为呢，这圣经的章节条件的应许呢，
if you're obedient, if you have explicit obedience, God will trust you faster. People will trust you faster.
如果你完全的顺服神的话呢，神会更加的信任你，人们也是更加信任你。
So let us pray this morning.
所以呢,
that God will begin to show us there's a greater power than the power of the devil.
所以启示我们在我们里面的能力呢，比外面的能力更大。
Greater power than the power of your enemies.
比敌人的能力更大。
The power of explicit obedience.
就是完全顺服的能力。
Release power.
释放这个大能。
To the next generation to overcome.
给我们下一代使他们能够胜过。
Whatever the struggles are.
不论什么样的挣扎。
Will come to an end.
将会停止。
Because the Holy Spirit is in you.
因为圣灵在你里面。
You are taking back our life.
我要夺取回我们的生命。
Taking back our time.
夺回我们的时间。
Taking back our hope.
夺回我们的盼望,
so that we can know,
知道我们可以知道,
God by His Spirit,
神借着他的圣灵,
is going to do it for us.
为我们而做,
not by might, nor by power, but by my Spirit.
非靠实力, 非靠才能,
Father, we thank you for All Nation Sanctuary.
天父为了万国圣殿, 感谢你,
there will be people who will know explicit obedience.
将会人知道了什么是完全的顺服,
is what accelerates the fulfillment of God's word.
能够加速神话语的成就,
if you obey,
如果你顺服,
if you who are called by His name obey,
如果你被神的名所呼召的人顺服,
if my people who are called by my name pray,
如果那成为我子民的, 能够祷告,
and turn from their wicked ways,
然后扭转, 转向,
不再, then I will fulfill everything that I said.
然后我又成就一切我所说的,
because God's plan for us as, is God's intention for us is,
因为神给我们的计划呢,
that we will say yes to His will.
乃是我们对他旨意说是,
yes to His plan.
对他计划说是,
and no longer delay.
不再延迟,
our obedience.
我们的顺服,
if things have changed, we want to go back to the original pattern that God has given to us.
如果环境改变, 我们会回到起初的模式, 神所给我们的,
and God will make you powerful.
神会使到你大有能力,
make your voice powerful.
使到你有更强的声音,
make what is inside your heart,
使到你在你心中的,
called the legacy of the fathers, will be upon your heart, so they will enter in. You don't have to become the prodigal son, you can become the begotten son, because you come back to the father, come back to the father's house, come back to the father's family. This is where the secret lies. Obey and see life.
看见生命,
obey.
顺服,
and see how you overcome the world.
看见了你怎样胜过世界,
obey.
顺服,
and God will show you.
神要启示给你看,
that you can only obey Him fully if you trust Him fully.
如果你完全的信靠他, 你才能够完全顺服他。
Some people read the scriptures for excitement.
有些人读的章节很兴奋。
We read the Bible for instruction.
但是我们读圣经是为了等待神的启示。
What can we do?
我们能够做什么?
Who we are?
我们是谁?
Where we are going?
我们要朝向哪里?
Why we haven't gone? What is slowing us down? What is causing us to fall into trouble? Explicit obedience will save the day. Obey and see the hand of God working mightily in All Nation Sanctuary. For thus say the Lord, that He has opened up a pathway in the heavens for you.
神说呢,
take advantage of the favor of God.
所以呢, 你要得到呢,
don't turn to the left or to the right.
不要向左看,
because there is no voice in the land.
There
is no voice of God outside.
在外面呢,
only the opinions of men. Who do men say that I am?
人们说我是谁?
Some said Elijah. Some said Abraham. Some said Jacob. But who do you say that I am? The world is filled with opinions. Everything you want to know, you can know it through the world system. But to know our God, you are the one who will do excellently. God is revealing Himself to the church as a source of revelation flow. Who do people say that I am?
人们说我是谁?
Many opinions.
有很多的意见.
Who do you say that I am?
你说我是谁?
You know, your measure of obedience to God can easily be read and understood, because that's how much you know Him.
你对神的顺服的衡量呢, 乃是在于你认识他多少。
But if you know your God,
但是如果你认识你的神,
in the right way, you will know power.
在对的方式, 你将会得着能力。
The God we serve is one of power.
我们所侍奉的神是带有能力的。
He's not weak,
他不是软弱的。
As some people think,
人们以为的
God cannot bring judgment, He will bring judgment.
以为神不能带来审判，神会带来审判。
Because He is the final, absolute.
因为他是最终的、终极的。
Finality in all authority.
在一切的终极的权柄。
Lord, I just pray right now that all nation sanctuary will enter into a greater dimension of life.
万国圣殿要进入呢更加超自然的层面，更大的层
面。The life of faith.
就是呢信心的层面。
The just shall live by faith.
那个信者。
And faith helps us overcome the world.
信心会带帮助我们。
Right now, raise up sons and daughters in the house.
就是说，兴起你的儿女在家中。
Who are totally sold out to your plans.
完全的降服于你的旨意。
And teach them what it means to become stronger and stronger.
教导他们怎样变得更加的刚强。
Richer and richer.
更加的富有。
Wealthier.
更加的有财富。
Having possessions.
然后有很多的让。
So that the world can see that we are influencing them.
直到世界人看到我们在影响着他们。
We got to set a model in Moab.
我们必须在麻坡立下这个模范。
So that what we do becomes a pattern for others. Lord, we thank you. Let your hand be heavy upon our lives. Let this be a day of supernatural blessing. We thank you, angels are all around. Demons have fled the place. We thank you. We invite your presence to come and fill all of us. That by the time we come back together as one people in one building, we can expect so many things to happen. Miracle after miracle.
一个神迹接着一个
神迹, breakthrough after breakthrough.
突破接着突破.
Lord, that this your people will be ready for that.
你的子民要准备好了.
That they come expecting.
他们带着期待的心而来,
come believing.
带着信心而
来, come boldly to the throne.
有勇气的进入你的
同在, come with confidence before him.
有这个自信在你面前。
He has said all these things so that we can joyfully say, the Lord will not leave us, not separate us.
我们可以呢，大有喜乐地说呢，神不要离弃我们，神也不会丢开我们。
Lift your hand and receive some impartation this morning.
举起你的手来领受一些
传递。Father, we thank you for your grace.
天父，感谢你的恩典。
That enables us to become stronger.
让我们变得更加刚强。
Thank you for your spirit.
感谢你的圣灵。
That by your spirit we overcome the world.
借着你的圣灵，我们胜过世界。
By your spirit we overcome the spirit world.
借着你的圣灵，我们胜过这属灵的世界。
We thank you that authority is restored.
一切权柄都恢复。
In Jesus' name.
奉耶稣的圣名。
You are too powerful for us.
你是大有太昌大了。
Because we are the power of God.
因为我们才是借着神的大能。
In manifestation.
在彰显。
Explicit obedience.
完全的顺服。
Brings the power of God to the next generation.
把神的能力呢带到下一代。
May you be blessed this week.
让你们蒙福。
May you be strengthened this week.
我们在这个礼拜呢得到力量。
That the weak will become strong.
这个星期呢得到力量。
The strong will become mighty.
更加刚强，更加伟大。
Mighty will take dominion.
然后你能够得着夺取
in every domain,
在每一个领域
we thank you,
感谢主
in Jesus' name,
奉耶稣的圣名
Amen
Amen
Amen Amen, Amen.